Black Magic, A Collective of Lived Experience by Janice J. Powell. Anti-Blackness is a pandemic that plagues societies across the world and histories filled with murders of Black lives, spirits, and dreams. Yet, throughout it all, Black folks have found strength and been leaders of resistance, radicalization, self-emancipation, and liberation. Black Magic is a collection of stories that Powell has formed in relation to critical race theory, CRT, and the ways in which Black folks have found solidarity, liberation, freedom, and healing in a world seeking to destroy them. Utilizing short stories told through spoken word poetry, Powell shares her experiences and the experiences of those who she has been blessed to be in community with. She seeks to go beyond sharing about systems that prevent the stop and spread of anti-Blackness, but the ways in which Black folks are experiencing it and finding joy despite it. This collection of pieces seeks to name and draw to light that which we know through lived experience, the magic of Blackness. Each piece is named after a Black woman who is the living or lived personification of that piece, a real-life example of Black magic. Specifically, a real-life example of Black girl magic. This piece is titled after Linda Goss, sometimes known professionally as Mama Linda. Goss is an American storyteller and performer in the African diasporic oral tradition. She is a co-founder of the National Association of Black Storytellers, which works to preserve folk traditions. Mama Linda. Critical Race-ism. Racism, an endemic pandemic, take power, add privilege built into every social structure, makes the world go round, burn it to the ground, build the phoenix from its ashes so we can all be found and free. Not slaves to whiteness, the head start, move closer to the finish line, got time, got wealth, got land, got stealth. The privilege its system has rewarded, acknowledging the power of whiteness, a symptom, but not the only cure. Cause cures are more than interest convergence, more than Black getting a step and white a mile. They say we must move at your pace for solidarity, accept your definition of my humanity, but your interests are not mine and I don't have the time to wait for them to align. You can shorten the time for the fight for our lives, but with or without you, the fight will thrive. We will do more than just survive. We will live our lives and become storytellers of our joy, the story of our Blackness, the story of our Black men, our Black women, and their intersectionality. Tell the story of Black sex, Black religion, Black mental health, Black wealth, Black, and the intersections of all that, the story of Black magic. This piece is titled after Fannie Lou Townsend Hamer, one of the most important, passionate, and powerful voices of the civil rights, women's rights, and voting rights movements, and a leader in the efforts for greater economic opportunities for African Americans. She is known for her famous words, "All my life I've been sick and tired. Now I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired." Fannie. Idea-ology. I am tired of being tired. No, I am angry. More like hurt. Am I afraid? I have no earthly words as I sat down to write a piece about all the injustices happening. About how I feel. About the protests, the riots, the news about America and the world. I wanted to find a way to express that I can't turn on the TV anymore. I can't go on social media anymore. I can't talk to anyone. I can't tell them that I'm stuck in a nightmare, that I can't wake up, that I don't know if I can answer the phone. I don't have the strength to stand anymore. I don't have the will to fight anymore. I don't have anything to offer because I am broken. Every murder, a direct hit. Every hashtag, a shattering soul. Every social media, every news station, everything reminding of the trauma, but not the person. Nor the history, everything a reminder that we were never part of America, even though it was built with the white bones of our ancestors, painted red with their blood and covered in blue bruises. Every star, a reminder of my ancestors lost. but still shining in the night sky, still shining through the darkness, still praying for their children and their children's children and their children's children's children until we reach me. And how will I use this moment? How will I seize this time? Will I be the answer to their prayers? And if not, what then? When will this oppression end? When will my ancestors be able to dim their lights and rest and know that their prayers have been answered? Know that I can turn on the TV, that I can speak, that I won't be tired anymore, because we will be truly free in every sense that that word could mean. This piece is titled after Harriet Tubman, who is an American abolitionist and political activist. Born into slavery, Tubman escaped and made multiple missions to rescue enslaved people using the network of anti-slavery activists and the Underground Railroad. Harriet, intercentricity of race and racism. Safety, peace, freedom. I now know the meaning of these things. It only took my life until this very moment. It only took a plane and a car, a hike and an open mind. I came face to face with the wild of mountain lions and bears, caves and creeks off grid is what I had to seek. In the wilds of the wild, I found safety from them. Peace amongst the animals we were taught to fear, freedom where God intended. I had to leave the world of them, the world of hurt and pain, murder and destruction. I ran from those who have not only said they want me dead, but pulled the trigger, stabbed me, and laughed in my face. In that world, I am prey to be hunted, a sacrifice to earn power, a way to prove their superiority. In that world, I was dead. I saw myself. Face down, hands up, heart empty, my head that led the resistance. They destroyed, tortured, and burned my dreams of freedom. Dreams not for myself, but for those that follow. I dream not for myself, but for those that follow. So I knew the safety I had found, the peace I had, the freedom I explored would be short-lived. I had to return because I do not dream for myself. Why can I not imagine freedom and safety for myself, for this time, this moment? Why, when I imagine freedom, I am not here, not part of it? I am watching from above an angel, because freedom comes with sacrifice, with death. But I won't be a martyr, because I do not choose this death as I did not choose this life, but I will stand for this life. Celebrated and turn nightmares into dreams, dreams into life, even if it is not a dream for me, even if it is not a life for me, even if it is not for this lifetime. This piece is titled after Ruby Bridges, an American civil rights activist. She is one of the first African-American children to desegregate the all-white William Franks Elementary School in Louisiana during the New Orleans school desegregation crisis on November 14, 1960. Ruby, power of the counter story. My niece told me she was good today, that the teacher said she was the example child, a good girl. It was the first time. I asked my niece, well, what did you do today to make you good? She said I was quiet. But you were not quiet. She said she did not talk. But how did you share your ideas and your thoughts? She said she did not share. She said she listened. I asked her what she listened to. She said the teacher. The teacher told her to stop talking. The teacher told her to be quiet. The teacher told her to be still while everyone else moved. The teacher told her it wasn't allowed while everyone else made the same sound. The teacher told her to be good, to be the example. She must follow directions, color inside the white line. She must bleach herself from the inside out. The teacher told her she must not be her. I said, but you must be you. Who else can you be? She said, I can't. If I am me, I will not be good. There are no good students that look like me. She told me, I want to be good, TT. My dear niece, how do I unpack this with you? How do I tell and convince you that bleach is deadly? It is corrosive and dangerous. Bleach is damaging to dark clothes. My dear niece, you are more than good. Something they can't understand. You are the dreams of your ancestors. The result of decades of generational curses broken. You are the beginning of a new life, a miracle. My dear niece, they don't know you. You have been empowered with every word a Black woman never said, every eye roll, head roll, and attitude hidden. You are the legacy of brilliance. Education we fought for, you have been prayed for, blessed and dipped in the tears of God. You are the joy and the light and the pride, my dear niece. Everywhere you go, you bring truth. They don't want to hear it, but you say it anyway. You say it unapologetically. Everywhere you go, you bring a smile to their face, but they don't want your happiness. Don't let them take it. Don't let them break it. Don't let them break you. Kill your dreams or your imagination. Don't let them stop you from becoming everything they fear you. You are everything they fear a Black woman could be. You are their nightmare, but more importantly, you are our dream. You are so much more than good. This piece is titled after Assata Shakur, civil rights activist and leading figure in the Black Panther Party and Black Liberation Army. She continues to fight for human rights from the 1960s and 1970s to the present. Assata, social just is. Our resistance like trees, wild trees, strong trees, growing arms toward sky trees, naturally adjusting to barriers trees, things trying to stand in our way, oops, we fell and broke the barrier trees, supporting life trees, bearing fruit trees, we planted. Our resistance like trees, cut down trees, but wood still strong, igniting flames wood, burning down systems wood, erecting new frames, new foundations wood, damming rivers wood, historic wood, spares bows and arrows wood, we fighting. Our resistance like trees, cut down trees, but wood still strong till it's wood no more. Wood turn to chips, turn to mulch, playground cushion catching fallen children mulch, catch rain to prevent the flood mulch, informal paths guiding new ways mulch, enhancing mulch, composting mulch, biodegradable mulch, meaning it never dies. We do more than survive. Our resistance like trees, we planted, cut down trees, but wood still strong, we fighting till it's wood no more, meaning it never dies. We do more than survive. This piece is titled after Angela Davis, who is a radical American political activist, philosopher, academic scholar, and author. She is a professor at the University of California, Santa Cruz. Angela, social construct shun. What's it mean to be Black? What does it look like? Feel like, move like, dress like, style like Black. What's it mean to be Black? Think Black, act Black, shop Black, hair Black, be you. You decide who you are, how you feel, how you move, how you dress, how you talk and walk. What you do, it's up to you. You Black no matter all that. You Black, and ain't it great to be Black and define yourself? Not carry every Black person on your shoulder? So? What's it mean to be Black for you? This piece is titled after Ellen Armstrong, who is noted as being the first American stage magician of color. She is the only African-American woman of the early to mid-20th century to run an independent touring magic show. Ellen, Black magic forever. So you want to know about Black magic? About the collective strength of Blackness, about how when you walked across the stage at graduation, every Black person there cheered for you and you didn't know why. About when that Black fella over there smiled, waved, and said, hey fam, and you didn't know who he was, but you said, how you doing, cousin? About the times in class and meetings when someone say something crazy and you instinctively make eye contact with other people. Well, that's just the beginning of Black magic. That's the pull of it. Trying to get you to see what you've always had access to, what's always been in you. Black magic like real life Wakanda. Think about it. Ain't Black magic like T'Challa? Ain't it like Killmonger? Defending and challenging, putting its people first. Ain't Black magic like Shuri and the Dora Minaj? It's brilliant and elite, relies on its collective strength. Ain't Black magic like real life Wakanda forever? Wakanda forever. Wakanda forever. Black magic like real life Wakanda. hidden away only for us. I guess you can call it our superpower, our vibranium, because we absorb, store, and release large amounts of black energy. What else can you call it when we've taken everything the world threw at us but still found black joy? When we absorb the pain of the mother who lost her son, when we release stored black rage and make change, what else can you call it when we do it all in the same moment? What else can you call it besides black magic? You want to know more about black magic? Well, it's a little different for everyone, but every system, brother, has their own gifts, and the world don't always understand them. That's why black magic is our secret. Black magic is bigger than you and I. Black magic is not something one of us has. Black magic is all of us. Our collective power. Our way of dreaming. Our way of healing deep wounds. Our way of lifting each other up. Our way of celebrating ourselves. Our way of being black. So if you want to know about black magic, there isn't much I can tell you that you don't already know. All I can do is open your eyes to what you know without knowing. That black magic is part of you. Black magic forever. This piece is titled after Maya Angelou and Cicely Tyson. Maya Angelou is an American poet, memorist, and civil rights activist. She is best known for her unique and pioneering autobiographical writing style. Cicely Tyson was an American actress. In a career which spanned more than 7 decades, she became known for her portrayal of strong African-American women. Maya and Cicely, the magic within. To my dear black family, because everybody is a cousin or an aunt or an uncle, they are scared and always have been. When they took our ancestors from Africa, they saw something in our melanin. They saw something they could never have. Black strength, black rage, black power. They know they can't take it, so they try to silence it. Bury it, cause it to go extinct, but we still rise. We make ourselves heard. It is our time, so put on your crown, my kings and queens. Grab your cloaks and capes. Tell your story like Mama Linda. Be a voice like Fanny. Walk like Harriet. Learn like Ruby. Fight like Asada. Think like Angela. Pick up your wand like Ellen. Remember like Maya. Live like Cicely. Put on your wings. Soar. Fly. Find your instrument. Release the magic within, because you've always had exactly what you needed inside. You were born with it. It grew with you, a collective power, our magic, black magic. There is nothing stronger, nothing purer, nothing that can stop it. Black magic, it's just in you. It's in us. It is us. It is us.